The virtuoso flute player Marina Piccinini, who divides her time between Vienna and New York, is in Baltimore at the moment and going to be giving the 2013 Marina Piccinini International Flute Masterclasses next week, with an opening night gala coming up on Sunday evening. This is at the Peabody Institute. And the masterclass, what sort of form does that take?
It's 5 days, very, very intensive, and we put a limit of 5 days really because it is so intensive that people just cannot handle, I think, any more than that without a break. The main attraction, of course, is the masterclass aspect itself. I teach every morning from 9 till 1. I give a 4-hour masterclass. So that's the main focus of it. But around it are many other things. I have a great belief in more and more in the physicality of performing. It's a physical action. We need to keep ourselves strong and flexible. So I bring in a person who does movement classes. We also have, every day, we have a different fantastic flute maker. Really the top flute makers of the world come. And each day is devoted to only one of them. So they have the full day where they can exhibit their instruments. We have warm-up sessions with Kristin Bakayoki-Stewart, who assists me and is my colleague in this. Then there are also some concerts that are involved, not just the opening gala, but also one by Kristin. And at the end of the session, there is another big concert with the participants themselves.
The opening gala that you mentioned is a fascinating program. I think one would have to have Paul Tafanel on a flute program just because he is so synonymous with the instrument. And I see that you have called this Angels and Devils. So let's talk first about the work that gives the program that name.
Right. I'm very excited about this program. One of the main driving elements is that, you know, I've grown up playing the flute, and how often have I heard, and all flute players, we hear, oh, the flute is so pretty, it's such a sweet instrument, it's so angelic. And I like the idea of angels and devils because it shows the multifaceted aspect. The closing work is entitled Angels and Devils, and this is a fantastic work by Henry Brandt, who was a Canadian-born but a New York-based musician, eclectic, and he really was ahead of his time. This piece was written when he was about 19 or 20 years old, in the early 30s, 1930, something like that. And it was the first piece that was written as a concerto for flute with a flute orchestra. So it was extremely innovative at the time. And it gives me the opportunity, of course, to invite my own students at the Peabody Institute to perform with me on this. So it adds to the element of celebration. And all the other pieces on the program, of course, are geared towards that. It begins with an angelic dialogue by an Italian composer for two flutes. And then I'm very happy about the succession of the next two pieces are for solo flute. And the first one is a world premiere by a Berlin-based composer called Thorsten Rasch. And it's called An Angel Retreating. After which comes The Demons by Brett Dean, an Australian composer. And then from there, I flow into, as you say, the Tafanel.
These are works on the opening night gala recital, and the program is called Angels and Devils. This will be the start of the 2013 Marina Piccinini International Flute Masterclasses. The gala is this coming Sunday at 7 p.m. in the Griswold Hall at Peabody. And for information about this or about the masterclasses, the web address is peabody.jhu.edu. It's been my great pleasure to be speaking to Marina Piccinini. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.